The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Use whatever pleases you. A pleasant taste. Salt of sweat or tears.
What the hell are you talking
touch,
about?
Tree bark.
What?
A child's hand. Use your senses. I'm reading this little book called The Little Book of Happiness, Your Guide to a Better Life. Patrick Whiteside. This is one of my stocking stuffers you gave me, I think, from last year.
You still haven't read it?
No, I've read all these, but you stick them on the shelf, you know, in the little tiny book area.
Well, where else are you supposed to stick them?
Every once in a while, I grab one.
Yeah, but...
And look at it.
Yeah. I've got one that says love spells.
Yeah, it's got how to work your mojo.
I don't have any mojo.
So, shall we tell everybody? You haven't talked to me for, like... I don't know, since yesterday. And now, because we need to record an hour.
It's because you hurt my feelings.
I hurt your feelings?
You hurt my feelings.
No, you hurt my feelings first.
Well, you hurt my feelings last.
Okay. How did I hurt your feelings?
Because you brought up something in my past. Something that I paid for that mistake. I shouldn't have to pay for it over and over again.
What do you mean you paid for that mistake?
You attacked me first. I didn't attack you.
And then when you attack me, I have no choice.
I didn't attack
you. But to bring up
that
old stuff. Because the old stuff pertains to why I have to take care of the things I take care of now.
Right.
And then you still hate the way that I take care of things
now. No, it's not that I hate it. I don't hate it.
When you come to my desk and you say, "What is this mess? What is this? What is this? Blah, 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 blah." And I look at your desk and there's not one piece of paper on your desk.
Right.
Which is great.
Right. But not everybody works that way. Right.
All the paper that comes in this house has to come through someone's desk. So
right.
Guess whose desk it comes through?
Right.
Mine.
Right.
So of course I'm going to have piles, babe. Of course I'm going to have stacks of receipts,
envelopes
here.
Well, it just worries me. We've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
We have a lot of stuff going on.
I mean, tons. In fact, the big thing that we have going on is the house.
Yeah. The house... Yeah. God, people, I'm sure you guys can relate. We're looking for a house. We're house hunting, and Chris and I have completely opposite agendas.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't have opposite agendas. I mean, we both want a house. That's the same agenda.
Okay, yeah, big
Unless
picture.
Unless you don't want a house.
Big picture, yeah, we both want the same thing.
I think you're talking about tastes. Like, you
but,
don't want anything that reeks of country.
No.
Why? I mean,
because I left North Carolina, and I love North Carolina, but I want to leave North Carolina in North Carolina. I don't want...
But why? Wait, why would that be North Carolina?
Because I relate that, because my whole life when I grew up, the majority, my grandmother's house, you know, some of my aunt's houses were all country.
But why isn't that comfortable?
It's comfortable. I'm not saying it's not. It's not what I would choose for my home. And I don't even know why
think
that's a big deal, because you don't like country yourself.
Yeah, no, I didn't even realize that was country until you pointed it out.
Okay, well, maybe it's not country. Maybe that's the wrong
There are different styles out there.
The flowery wallpaper.
Right, and I totally agree. Flowery anything is not for me. But I'm saying,
I mean,
like the style,
a time and a place.
No,
but it's just not
right. But the style that you're talking about mm-hmm. is not.
It reminds me of the bread box that says bread on it, and it rolls up and down. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
all
I had
women,
one of those.
All women know what I'm talking about, and that's just a certain time. And that was a time when I was in high school, and I remember that. And that was my mom's, that was my aunt's, and that was my grandma's. So now it's my turn, and I want it different. I would like the stainless steel sleek look. I don't want stuff everywhere on the cabinets. I would like it put away.
I
like
either.
It. It's nice. Certain things that I like out, but for the majority, I want it tucked away.
Okay, now
and nice.
That's what I don't understand is that you want it tucked away and nice. Everywhere else, except for your desk where you work.
The desk is different.
Well, how is it different?
The desk is different because there are piles in motion. That means...
Babe, no.
What? Yes, there
the
are.
The only motion of piles that you have is upward and outward.
Yes, but each pile... I know what each pile is.
No.
Yes, I do.
How the hell can you know what each pile is? How?
I do.
How?
Because I know what I've opened and where I've put it and why.
Yeah, but as more stuff accumulates, it gets stuck and shuffled. So how do you keep track of where it is? I've seen what happens when
I've opened it.
No, but when we... Yeah, but we've opened, like, various and sundry things. Like, for instance, lotion. You have a world's, like, lifetime supply of lotion around this
house.
That's
because I choose to have it. Just... Okay, everybody doesn't need just one of something, and then that's all that they want. That's you. You're very simplistic in that way. You could have one t-shirt.
Yeah, and you should be happy.
And be done.
You should be happy.
If it were up to you, you'd have... Oh, God, I don't even want to go there. You'd have 10 t-shirts and 10 pair of pants, and that'd be it. You'd wear the same thing. You'd rotate it every 10 days. Wash it, rotate it, wash it, rotate it. I'm not that way. Sometimes I want to smell a little freesia. Sometimes I want to smell gardenia. Sometimes I just want pure shea butter. So don't tell me about my lotions. That's totally separate. That's different. Okay.
No, it's not different. It's indicative.
No,
because what happens? Okay, let's go back.
Woman,
on, no. Let's go back to freesia. Oh, so you want to smell like freesia? The problem is that you've purchased more freesia because you forgot that you already had freesia. You had just misplaced the freesia.
That's not true. That's not true.
Then why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling. I'm smiling because I think it's. I can't think like you. I could not just have one.
What, no, organize. No, that's not. Okay, so moving beyond the one lotion thing, what about one area for the lotions?
That's
the family.
Fine. That's cool. But
okay,
it doesn't work out that way because, see,
why
does I'm downstairs. I'm not going to run upstairs every time I wash my hands after I use the restroom to go put lotion on my hands. So that's why there's a lotion downstairs.
So do we need to find a house that only has one bathroom that's centrally located?
Oh, God. Let's just move off this subject. Let's just move.
No, but it's germane. If
everybody
we're
does
house,
not think like you. This is where the argument comes in. I don't think like you. I don't think systematically. I don't think that there has to be one spot for all the lotion in the house, and it must stay in this one spot.
But then how else?
I put it where I need it.
How else? I mean, toilet paper is a different story. Toilet paper you do really truly need in different locations.
Just because I like to moisturize after I wash my hands and you do not, does not mean that I am wrong to have lotion in several areas of the house.
Well, maybe we need, like, lotion containers, but then the problem is that you're only going to smell, like, one scent or another, depending on the bathroom you're in.
Okay, yeah. How in the world you could make this complicated? I have no idea.
It's not that complicated.
Okay, let's move off this one.
So, you don't want a house that's too country. You don't want to have a bread box that says the word bread on it.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It just gives me a nostalgic feeling of a certain time, and that's just, I relate that to a place and a feel. And
but we're playing with a lot of
older women
variables.
In my family. I
right.
want to do it my way now.
We're playing with a lot of ideals and ideas when it comes to housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, location, price. Yeah, don't sure me. Location, price, age, size. Condition.
All right.
And it seems that if one of these things is off, you're just not happy.
Of course. That's how it goes. When you pick a house, you're picking somewhere to live. You should pick what you want. And if I don't see what we want and you don't see what we want, then keep going.
So we found this one place out in the burbs. What do you like about it?
Which one are you talking about? The Montreux.
Which one?
Montreux. Montreux. I can tell you what I hate about it.
The address?
I hate the freaking name of the street.
Yeah, well, we can't. It's actually very fitting for you, but
it's
let's not give
funny.
It away. Let's not give it
okay,
away.
Anyway.
Because we don't know if that's where it's
going
like, to be.
If you could just pick a bad name for your street to live on, you know.
This would probably be
this
it.
This would be it, yeah. So, whatever.
As but, opposed to a long name to have?
Yeah, see, I've always had name issues, obviously.
Right, so it's fitting. So, what do you like about that house?
What do I like about it? I like the fact that when you look at it from the front, you don't see giant three-car garage because the garage is to the right.
But I thought you
drive
didn't...
around and you drive underneath the house kind of into the basement. I like that.
You said it didn't have curb appeal, though.
No, it does. It's just very stucco and wood.
Stucco?
It's just gray.
It is so not stucco.
It's stucco and wood. Yes, it is. And it's gray. I just wouldn't choose gray.
I wouldn't
white.
See stucco in that.
But anyways. Ways. What do I like about it? I like the fact that this is funny because I'm going to use your words here. They're, every space is usable.
Right. I like it's that. Usable space.
Which
what's
is
that?
Funny.
Why is that funny? It's
because
true.
You always talk about usable space, but then I had no idea what you're talking about. I had no idea because you never defined what that means. So, in my mind, what it means is there's no space that we don't do something in at least once a day.
Yeah. Or something regular enough.
So, that was cool. The only thing that would not qualify in that area would be an extra bedroom, like a guest bedroom or something. But every other room in that house we would use.
So, well, we would have guest bedrooms, I should say,
that's
upstairs.
That's what I'm saying. So those would be the only ones that we would not use on a daily basis.
Right.
So every other room in that house we would use.
Unless we repurpose the guest bedroom as something else.
Well, yeah, we could do that as well. But there's more than one. So.
Right. No, there's plenty.
There's plenty of space. That's the cool thing. I think you wanted more space than I did. But it's nice.
I think initially I did, but then you started making comment when we'd go to larger areas and then go to smaller ones, you would always remark, wow, this is kind of small. Even after looking at it first and then going back to it and saying, wow, it's smaller than I remembered. Because once you're in a larger space and it's a lot more open, a lot more expanded, I guess it's the best word to use for this situation. You're sitting right now in a bedroom that's being used as a studio.
Mm-hmm.
We've only seen maybe one place that had the perfect area for a studio. Maybe
no,
only one.
No, it's whatever you make it. This is a makeshift studio. This is a home studio. It's not like a real studio. So,
yeah, but ideally, I would like to have a room dedicated as a studio.
Right, and it can be. And it doesn't have to be a certain type of room to be that. It's what you
well,
make it.
Yeah, but certain rooms are set up to be bedrooms, so there's a closet, window. Some of them even have bathrooms.
And the houses are made to be bedrooms or living spaces.
Well, now I'm starting to see, this is something that I was surprised about, more homes are now outfitted with media rooms.
Yes.
And dens and home offices.
It's really great.
So this is that's very cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the houses that I remember looking at, and growing up and with friends and whatnot, everywhere, you wouldn't really have that. I mean, you have a media room, den, but it really wasn't set up that way. But a couple of houses that we've seen have had separate rooms with absolutely no windows, you know, blank walls, no closets or anything. My only complaint with those is that they were too small.
Mm-hmm.
Way too small.
Well, we've only really seen that in, like, two houses because the majority of those are at our price range. To have those, the phone.
Oh, we can't
like,
even look
room.
At. I don't even.
But whatever.
Why do you torture yourself? Why do you look at things that cost half, or I'm sorry, twice as much as what we can barely afford?
Well, because I like to look at the different rooms. I like to look at how they decorated them. I like to look at what we're going to be going to.
Like, how the hell do you plan on getting to that point?
Oh, what'll happen?
I couldn't even fathom years ago even getting to this point.
But you have to think big.
Yeah, well, that's definitely big.
I think big.
So, we're going back and forth. Do we want to stay in the city? Do we want to go to the burbs?
You definitely want the burbs. I'd rather be in the city. Do you remember that? Oh, here's my favorite line. Do you remember the movie Tombstone?
Yeah.
You know, at the very end. Yeah, that's cool. But anyways, at the very end, they're going to go off into the sunset. Kurt Russell and what's her name? I forget. Okay. So anyways, they're going to go off into the sunset. And her perfect ideal is to live in hotels, travel the world, and live on room service. Oh, God, that would be just awesome. So that's not possible.
No, it wouldn't.
So that's not possible.
I don't think that would be awesome.
I do.
I'm looking for a sense of permanence. That's one of the reasons why I want to get a house.
Yeah.
It's a sense of permanence. It's a home.
Uh-huh.
It's home base. I mean, this is a home because we're here and we live here, but it's not ours. I mean, I look at it differently because it's not ours. I treat it well. You know, we keep it clean and, you know, do everything that we need to do. Kill spiders when we see them.
Yeah.
What, did you see the one I nailed this morning?
No.
Did you see the spray?
I don't want to hear about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear about it. Oh,
they're coming out.
Where was it? Where were
they? You got to watch.
You know what August
dark.
Is? Do you know what August
yeah,
is?
Yeah, massive
oh,
spider
my
month.
God.
And trust me, they're
it's
coming out of the
mate. Mating season.
They're coming out of the woodwork right now. So
that's
we need to have
pesting.
The spider guy back. I want him to spray the garage. Because that's where we found that El Gigantor the other day when the power was out. Oh, man, that was massive.
Okay, so wait a minute. We didn't finish about the house.
Right, so...
So what do I like about it? I like the hardwood floors.
I love hardwood floors.
I like the
I could live in a house full of hardwood floors.
Oh, I like some carpet. I like the huge master bedroom space. So it's master bedroom, bathroom, walk-in closet, even a little side room, a tiny room just for exercising or
nursing,
a baby. Nursing, yeah, a nursery if you have a baby.
So do you make the baby in there? Or is that what it's for?
You think you're funny, and you think you're cute.
I like the fact that it's got an open area instead of like a separate kitchen, dining room, family room. It's all kind of one. I didn't think I'd like that, but I like that.
I like it as long as there's other space for us to get away from each other.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean...
So, but yeah, that's really cool because then the way I see it is we'd come in, I'd make breakfast, we'd have breakfast together. You could be in the TV area or whatever, or reading or whatever while I'm cooking and still we're interacting. Then we can leave, go to our separate spaces. You'll go to work, I'll go to work. And then at the times of eating or in the evening for entertainment, we come back together.
Yeah.
So that is nice.
The deck's finished. That's nice. The fact that there's green belt behind us, or what is it? Native protected lands?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, I love the fire pit. There's a fire pit, so you can have that's parties cool. And people can come over and hang out. We can make a fire pit and grill out.
Yep.
That's cool.
Everything's it's complete. I mean, they've just repainted. They just resided. It's moving condition. The only thing it's lacking is the wiring for networking.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the speakers weren't really fished very well. So I don't know if we'd want to. I definitely want to add the home networking angle. I don't know how much that would cost, though.
Yeah,
but that's very necessary.
I know that's a given.
But it sounds like they just put improvements into the house since picking it up.
They did the flooring, updated the kitchen, and did the outside stucco and painting.
Yeah, and we'd only be tweaking it in very small ways. But it seems like they say they've already gotten bids, or at least their realtor says that.
No,
you don't believe that?
She didn't say they're getting bids. You have to read very carefully between the lines. She said she has people coming to look at it, send me a bid stand, so that way she gets you all worked up, and you think, oh, gotta get my bid in.
Now, if we don't get this, are you going to be heartbroken?
No. I am not attached to any house.
I guess I think I'd be the same way. I mean, we've now seen
emotional.
Well, yeah, no. We've seen a couple of houses come up in the Seattle area. There's one that's really old. Pardon me, really old. Doesn't seem to have tons of space, but... it's got killer views.
Oh, yeah. The full skyline. City skyline.
Yeah, that's...
And that is just freaking awesome.
Yeah,
I love that. I'd much rather be in the city than out in the boonies.
But the Hobbit door?
The Hobbit door is funny. It does have one of those old-timey doors.
It's like, you know, from the movie Lord of the Rings, you know, the doors that the Hobbits have, the curved top and everything. It's so Lord of the Rings.
It would be so funny walking
But it looks like a craftsman, a classic...
Yeah.
I mean, unique and everything, but I don't know if I like that style of home. Those homes
really
tend to be smaller.
Yeah, I don't really like it, but that's okay.
We'll see if it's got, pardon the expression again, usable space.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this one in the boonies.
It set up very well. Set it well because it has closet space. It has
right. You mean the one in the...
The Montreux,
yeah. Which is by the way, folks, for everybody who doesn't know, the Montreux subdivision, it's basically east of Seattle... And understand.
Across the bridge, people.
Yeah. Well, but how often, seriously, if you're doing most of your shopping in Bellevue, how often are you going to cross that bridge? When was the last time you went shopping in Seattle over shopping in Bellevue? Honestly.
International District, whenever I want anything from Chinatown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the only time. Now, you're not talking about everyday shopping.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Is that you wouldn't come over to Seattle necessarily. We live in Seattle right now, and we do all our shopping in Bellevue.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Only when you complain about parking. God.
No.
You're such a cheap
BS, dude! Where were you at yesterday? You're darn right. If I know I can park for free somewhere else, I got to pay $8 for parking. Hello?
Please.
Yes, please. Exactly.
If you live in the city, that's part of it.
Well, I don't want to live in the city.
Yes, I know.
What's the point if you go to the suburbs to shop?
God. Like I said, I go to the suburbs to shop because I don't want to hear you complain.
No, that's not true. Ponzi, you know that's not true. You know that's not true. BS.
That is true.
No, Ponzi, it's not true because you go shopping there without me. If I'm not there, where'd you go the other day? You went shopping. the other day for blinds and for the other room.
That's because if I go to my aunt's house, she lives in Bellevue. Lives in Clyde Hill. So I have to get out the 520 and go right there. Why would I go back down and around?
But exactly, Ponzi. Because she lives over there. Now, don't put this off on me or your aunt. You know you'd rather shop over in Bellevue. It's okay to admit it. And you have to understand, people. There's this whole rivalry between Seattle and the East. Yes, you would.
Shop in Bellevue.
Yes, you would, Ponzi. Otherwise, you would be shopping in Seattle. Because even when I don't go with you, you're shopping in Bellevue.
That's not true.
That is true. Ponzi. Okay.
Whatever.
Ponzi, you know Bellevue Square is a kick-ass mall. Admit it.
No, it's not.
Okay, then where in Seattle is better?
I like all the little thrift stores. And they're fun. They're different. It's not just the same generic crap.
When was the last time you went shopping at one? Over Bellevue.
I went to, I don't know the name of it, Area 51.
When? Dude, that was months ago.
It was not months ago.
Dude, you couldn't have been there. You couldn't have been there recently.
3 weeks, maybe. It has
for
been
what?
A while.
For, you went to Area 51 for what?
There's furniture there. Remember I got the Persian rugs right across the way?
That was so months ago.
Yeah, the Persian rugs was a long time ago. Okay, will you stop and listen? That's how I found the little area. Months ago, when I found the Persian rugs, there's furniture shops there, and there's also a kick-ass thrift store. They get stuff in from all over. And they had this black shirt. It was like a literally from 1960s with sequins all on the edges. I know it sounds weird, but
is that the sequins I keep finding all over the carpet?
No, that was the cheapo version I tried to buy and thought it would work.
You tried to buy or you accomplished?
No, I bought it because I wanted this one, the one I'm telling you about right now. It was like it could have been a mini dress even though it was a shirt because it was too big.
So instead I got to deal with sequins.
So I didn't get it because it was $60 and freaking it was old sequins. And I thought, that's too much. I'm not going to get it and it's used. Why would I pay $60? Whatever. So then I left and went to Bellevue Mall.
Why? I wasn't there.
No, because for some reason I just thought, okay, I need to get new. I shouldn't buy used clothes and pay that much for it. Let's go see if I can get the same thing for new. Well, I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
So you got some cheap-ass knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get a knockoff, make sure it's not cheap.
And it was crap.
Yeah, exactly. I'm picking sequins out of Wicked and Pixie.
So then, see, I'd rather have the thing I wanted to begin with.
Right.
But then I bring it home and you're like, that's old.
Okay, but my my point is that you'd rather do your shopping. It's okay to do shopping in Seattle. No one's saying you can't do that from across the bridge.
More than the shopping, it's the restaurants. More than the shopping, it's the restaurants. I like sushi over here. There's good sushi over here.
There's good sushi everywhere.
No.
But who says you can't drive to it? Ponzi.
No, there's not.
In Bellevue, there's not good sushi.
There's one sushi place that we know.
That you know of. Exactly.
That we like.
We haven't even explored half of anything.
I've heard of one more. I've heard of two places.
So wouldn't you rather live in a place that you had most of everything that you wanted, your home, your domicile, your home office, where you live, where you work? Wouldn't you rather have that be as much as it can be for the least amount of money possible?
I hate when you do that.
Why?
Why do you have to do that?
I didn't do anything.
You set up a question so that there's no way that I can answer any other way than the way you want me to answer it. So I refuse to answer it.
Oh, BS. In not
it's bullshit no, that you do that.
No, Ponzi. No. In not answering, you are answering.
No, because anyone that you would ask that question to...
It's a rhetorical
would
question.
...would answer because the way it's rhetorical. That you would want
It's rhetorical,
answer,
Ponzi.
Chris.
Ponzi, it's rhetorical.
So you're just talking in thin air to yourself then?
No, Ponzi. I'm posing this question to make you think about what you're saying.
I've thought about what I'm saying.
I don't think you have. Because I think it's not necessarily you want to live in the city. It's the idea that you...
No, I would love to live in the city, but I can't afford the way I would like to live in the city.
Okay, so that's my point.
So there it is. So the way that I would have to live would not...
You would
get me what I want
right.
in the
would
city.
Would you rather take less of what you wanted just to live in the city?
If I could buy a floor of a high-rise, totally. I'd live in the city and love it.
I would hate it.
God,
every
I would love
minute
it.
Of it.
If I could just have a floor, the top, somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Those are going for $2.1 million.
Well, that's over in Bellevue.
In Bellevue. I have no
We're not
idea
even
what
close,
they're...
folks. We're not even close.
No, of course not. But, so whatever. I just don't want to be out in the middle of the burbs, and then the only thing that happens is the women on the street get together and talk about...
You get online.
I'm going to stop.
Get online. Stop.
I hate... I don't want to be that. I don't want to... And it's like I'm at that age now where, okay...
Hunt, you're going to start...
You pick.
Yeah. Well, when you start breastfeeding, I don't think you'll have a choice.
Do you know something I don't know? Because...
No, I'm just saying, like, if you become that, you're going to become that.
I haven't decided to become that.
No, but... No matter where you are, there's going to probably be a certain element that's going to be like that, no matter where you are.
Yeah, no, I love kids. It's not that, and it's not that I don't
No, I'm
want.
Saying, like, in terms of, like, women about? On the street, and Seattle is not North Carolina. As much as you want to draw comparisons, it's not.
No, it's
not. Seattle's not Iowa. Seattle's not L.A., thank God.
Right.
They're completely different towns, completely different people, completely different way of life.
I'm saying when you move to suburbia, life is different. You don't get a choice. You don't get as many choices as you do in the city for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it.
Okay, but time out. You get a better house. 9 times out of 10, you get a better house.
You get a better house, unless you get one of those that are all, like, smushed up together.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not much on the... I love some of the floor plans.
Oh, I do too.
But the smushed up together, I've got to admit, after seeing some that aren't... I'd much rather have that
I would give up
space.
New for that.
Yeah,
I would
probably
give up
would too.
New because I understand why you do that because you get new.
Yeah.
So.
But we wanted to get new.
Yeah, new would be cool. Everybody
new
wants
or newer.
New, but if we can't afford it, we can't afford it.
So do we even want to look? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Do we want to look in the city? Do we want to keep looking in the burbs? What kind of line should we be drawing, or should we be drawing a line at this point?
No, I'd like to explore all of our options. I'm being open. It's not that I won't go live there.
But it sounds like you've already said that you don't want to.
No, I'm saying I would prefer. Just because I would prefer to live in the city doesn't mean that that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, but your preferences, that weighs heavily in on the decision that we both make.
Well, yeah, so do your preferences, and I know you'd rather live in the burbs. That's why everything we looked at's been in the burbs.
No, it's not that I'd much rather live in the burbs. It's just I know our patterns, our habits. They are burbia.
Okay.
We don't go out. We have, like, zero nightlife. I don't think...
We go out to dinner.
Yeah, we go out to dinner. But, Ponzi, I would argue that we've gone out to dinner in as many places in Bellevue as we've had in Seattle. The only reason why we've gone... Stop. The only reason why we've gone to Seattle is because it's more convenient. So you go to whatever is more convenient.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bingo! And
yes.
That's why I would rather be in the city.
No,
because
you're
in
love with
the
idea
burbs,
of the city,
you're
going to
have crap restaurants.
BS!
Okay. You'll see. Red Robin. Denny's. Did you go look at exit 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever?
That's Issaquah, babe.
Issaquah.
That's out there.
I know.
You've already ruled that out. That's like not even. That's not even in this argument.
That's never mind. Okay, I want to get off the house. I'm tired of talking about the house. I don't even. You get to the point where after you've looked at like 30, you're like, I don't even want to do this anymore. How is this fun? I hate it. It's like work.
Well, so do we stop? Do we keep going? What do we do?
I don't know. I just need a break from it right now. And we're going to go look at that one this evening. My uncle's going to go with me. He's going to look at it with engineering eyes. The actual reason why I feel like we really have to is because of investment. I mean, we absolutely have to. We need to. We're at that point in our lives where we need some write-offs, and we need
to spend money.
Yeah. As much as we like to just look at the account and see the fat account and be like, yeah. At the same time, now we have to grow up and be smart and invest it, so...
Seems to me that the houses in suburbia are going faster than the houses in the city right now.
Well, it's because everybody's trading houses and looking at, you know, how they can move up and playing the Joneses game. And you know what I mean? And as much as we're not like that, I mean, as much as it's fun to hear about, and it's just not us.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know. I know about the, well... We're not going to go there.
You know about the what? Why do you keep doing that? You've done that like 4 times today.
What?
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm not going there.
Because I don't want to talk about crap, and I feel like all we do is talk about crap.
Ooh, crap. Why is this crap? Fine, Ponzi, then you change the subject. If you want to change the subject, then you change the subject.
Okay, I'll change the subject. I would like to say hello to all the women out there.
That's not changing the subject.
I just totally love the fact that there are other women out there that are counterparts to these geeks that just control all the electronics all the time. And that's probably why half of you are even listening to this right now, is because some geek turned it on, right? And I get these emails out of the blue every once in a while, and it's so great. I just love it. Some woman will email, and she'll just say, hey, my husband was listening to you in the car today, and God, we have the same arguments and the same...
You're not getting... We don't get emails, I don't think, from the women. We get emails from the guys who are dating the women.
No.
Yeah?
I've gotten emails from some of the women.
Well, you haven't sent those
to
me.
Two or three.
You haven't sent them to me.
Two or three. Okay, some. Two or three.
No, that's a lot.
That's cool, though.
That's a lot, actually.
To me, that's enough to say, okay, go ahead and air my dirty laundry, because I'm not the only one who has this crap.
But exactly. They don't think it's crap. Because I can almost guarantee that you think it's stupid and it's insipid.
But it's what everybody does and everybody...
Right. It's just that we're recording it. Right.
Right.
We're recording it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to change the subject here. That wasn't a subject change. That was giving shout-outs to your homelies.
My... What? My homelies.
Mm-hmm. So change the subject already. I'm waiting. You didn't like the last subject.
House hunting?
Yeah. That's like consuming our life right now.
I know. Let's talk about Aunt Panon and Uncle Chai.
No, you know what we should... No, don't do that. They're going to listen to it, and then they're going to...
Okay, then we'll get in trouble because we're not supposed to.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I mean, not that I don't respect your aunt and uncle, but they have a personal life, and I don't want to talk about someone else. And
oh, they might get upset. Okay.
Like, you know, it's okay to share our dirty laundry. Including the shirt that I'm wearing.
I wasn't talking about dirty laundry.
Hey, it went away. It went away. The stain went away. Look at that. I can still wear it.
Just because something dries doesn't mean...
No, it's you can't see it, babe.
It's a brown
shirt.
You
can't see it.
It's a brown shirt. He spilled crap on his shirt. Because it's dried now, he thinks it's okay.
Hang on.
Oh, God. You sound like a slob.
I can't smell it. I can't smell it. It's
why
fine. You can't even see
it. Like that?
You can't
even
see
it. Why do you have to be
it?
Like that?
No
on
one knows,
the air.
Ponzi. No one knows. No one's going to know. I've got a stain on this shirt. Unless, well, now they won't even know. They'll see it's the hey, you're wearing a brown shirt. Is that the one with the stain on it?
Oh God.
Which now people are starting to do. They know more about our personal lives than we do. We haven't shared that much, actually.
No.
Uh-uh. Bits and pieces.
Here and there.
What we should do, though, with the house hunting is I should give you the Marantz recorder, and we should totally do a sound seeing thing where we're driving on the way to the house, maybe with Stan, our realtor.
Sure.
And then record. You know, our thoughts about what it's like.
So what did you like about the house? I like that there wasn't a formal living room and a formal dining room, because I think they're kind of wasted.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I pointed
dusty.
That out.
Yeah.
I like usable space, the fact that it has a separate exercise room so that I can set up the gazelle and get back on that. And that's good, because otherwise we'd have to use a bedroom, a full-fledged bedroom, and I'm just not into that. I'm not much of an outdoor kind of guy.
You think?
At all. I think it's pretty to look at, but that's about it. So if I changed anything on the house, I don't know if we could do anything on the deck to possibly cover it, make it like a day porch or whatever.
A day porch?
Is that what they call it?
That's funny. I've never heard that ever.
I don't know. Is that what they, you know what I'm saying? Like a day room? A day room thing?
A sunroom?
Sunroom. There you go.
So a day porch.
I don't know. I'm making this up. So
that's funny.
If I see potential in doing things there, the office is a good size. It's not as big as I would like it to be.
Oh my God, it's huge, people!
It's
not
the
den.
Huge.
He's using
it's not that
the
huge.
Den
it be that
as
huge.
His office.
I would have to though. I would have to get a projector, an HDTV projector.
You would just have to get it.
Yes,
you know,
I'd
right.
have to.
You'd have to.
So well, because it would save space, and they've already got the plug like set up on the wall. The only thing they didn't do is they didn't wire every room for sound, which seems so incredibly silly. They did half.
How much is that going to cost?
It shouldn't cost that much, comparatively.
How much is the internet? Okay, wait.
Think about it. No, think about it this way. Don't think about it as how much it's going to cost. Think about how much we're getting to get out of that. Because you want differentiation between all these houses?
Okay, I agree.
You go to them and you say, hey, this is wired not just Cat 5 with Cat 6 gigabit Ethernet.
Woohoo, Cat 6,
people, especially the geeks, will freak. And then the women are looking around going, yeah, I like the way the kitchen is. And the guys are going to be like drooling going, oh my God, surround sound. Oh my God, Cat 6. Oh my God, this is the house. We're going to be able to just push them over the edge.
Okay, well, here's my question. How much is it going to cost to have all that done and hide all the wires?
Well, it's done. It's one and the same. You wouldn't get it done and then have wires all over the place. You'd get it done specifically because the wires are on the inside.
Exactly, and I'm saying how much does that cost?
You'd have to ask the contractor.
You have absolutely no idea.
No, it's probably not, I wouldn't imagine it costing...
This is the face where he's like, oh, crap. How much do I say here? Because I got to get it right with
we don't have to. Okay, let me put it this way. We don't need it, but it would make our lives much more convenient.
Oh, I can't stand all the wires you have here.
Exactly. So. And we'd be losing a lot of the wires. Well, if the studio is wired up, first of all, the cables and the cords, what we may want to do, I mean, if we don't do it ourselves, we can actually probably bring in someone to look at the stuff and optimize the cords and cables once they're set up. The issue with... like laptops, is well, it's wireless, so you don't necessarily need to plug it in.
Hallelujah.
What I want to do with your computer in your office is I want to try to minimize the cords and cables. We can have
Bluetooth.
A wireless card. Now, it wouldn't be a Bluetooth, but we'd just use the wireless card, connect it to that machine. You wouldn't have to necessarily need a network connection. You've already got a wireless keyboard, a wireless mouse. I mean, there's only so much you can unwire. I mean, a lot of your devices are just wired. That's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm. But we can hide them.
I don't know how well you can hide them. I really don't. That's where you need to either bundle them together and tie them together and organize them that way. I don't think you can. I really don't. Unless there's someone out there, like a dedicated cord hider person, and I'm sure there are organizers who know.
Cord hider person.
Oh, I'm serious.
Oh, I would totally hire an organizer.
An optimizer. Once things are set up, it's the issue of if they're not set up and they're in transition, that you've got all these cords and cables like running all over the place.
We're always in transition.
Well, that's why I'm looking for a sense of permanence. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm gunning for.
Yeah. We're getting the house, yes.
So, that's the large reason why. And we don't want to do it right now. It'd just be a waste of time and energy. So, I like...
Which means our life has been on hold for six months. Can't buy furniture, can't do this, can't do that.
We got the couch.
Yeah.
We just got the couch. It's coming tomorrow.
We just got a couch. We got the couch because your parents are coming.
It's pygmy. It's a mini couch.
It is. I love it. It's going to fit us.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's comfortable, too.
Mm-hmm. Lumbar support.
Although we don't have any chairs except for the rocking video rockers, which will work just fine for now.
Right.
It's so eclectic. You know, got this Persian rug and the video rockers.
Oh, God. But it's okay.
For now.
For now, it works until we get the house. And then finally, I'll get to live in a normal house.
Well, you're in a normal house. It's just not ideal. Mm-hmm. So I liked it. I liked that the house felt open, airy, you know, bright.
Bright.
It wasn't dark. Mm-hmm. And some of the houses that we've looked at, as nice as they are, they're just not. They don't feel right. They feel like they're closed off or they're darker. And after being in the brighter houses, I definitely would steer myself towards a brighter house. Just because the light, it's so important. The light is just... and especially after living here. We live really in front of that picture window out front. Because that's where our office is. At this point in time.
We're in the middle of the dining room together.
It's far from ideal.
Oh, my God.
Far from ideal.
So we gave up our dining room so that we could utilize the view for 6 months. Because we're only going to be here 6 months. And it's great that we have a view from our desks. What we didn't take into account was... bright sunlight early in the a.m.
Yeah.
Which would get a suntan just by sitting at our desks.
Well, it's the only sun I normally get.
And then at night, the opposite. We're like on a show because if you drive by our house,
it's the Chris and Ponzi show.
Literally, from our picture window, you can see us working or doing whatever.
So, I don't know. I like the feel of the house. The upstairs is pretty cool. I mean, like I said, like you said, I don't think we see ourselves necessarily using it all the time. We may want to turn the open room into a sitting room where we get bookshelves and throw all our books up there. You know, maybe even, you know, throw up a TV just with basic cable or whatever up there.
Oh, that was the cool part. We didn't explain that. So the house, when you look at it, is two levels, but the whole basement's been redone.
Yeah.
So when you first go in, you go up the stairs. There's two bedrooms, like a den and a bathroom.
The bathroom's pretty nice.
So that's where this family had their children. Then the main master bedroom's on the main floor. And then down below is the den. And then there's also another
bedroom
and a bathroom, which is like, that could be for...
So each floor's got a pretty much a full bath. The laundry room's downstairs, I mean, in the basement. The main room is where you'd be doing most of your living. But, of course, I'd be downstairs in the basement. But that's why I said I'd want to put a library upstairs so that, you know, you'd be able to, you know, use that space to quote-unquote, get away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, completely separate from everybody. And that's the speakers are up there, too, in that reading or play area, reading area, whatever. It's big. It's open. I mean, there's no door on it, so... It would work out, I think, very well for the space that we need. I just don't see us using the outside as much. I really don't. I mean, the outside's good to look at, but I just don't see us using it all that much.
No, I don't think we will.
I think for the dogs, though, I'd want to either...
If we ever get real live people to our house, then we could use the fire pit. Probably won't
They'll
be
wanna
fun
come.
With just me, you, and two
come.
Dogs. I hope so.
It's an outdoor entertaining kind of place.
We haven't been able to entertain in this house because there's no space. There's no chairs. There's nowhere to sit.
Right.
So that will be nice.
Well, will this kitchen table make it as the kitchen table there?
Oh, no.
Why?
This is getting axed.
Why?
Why? Because I've had this table for like 10 years.
All right. Well, then I have to sell it because you won't.
Sell it.
Well, it's a good table. I mean, it's not like that you can buy it at a Crate and Barrel, even.
It's fine.
No, it's a good table.
I'm just tired
of it. It's solid. It's wood.
Yeah.
Chairs are nice. You reupholstered them.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just tired of it.
All right.
Ten
That's why
years
we're using
is a long
it.
Time.
We're using it for the studio table mm-hmm. now. I don't know. I think I've seen a few houses. Out of all the ones I've seen, that's the one I feel the best about.
I really felt good in it, too, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the feel. Cause
comfort.
You know, you can look at the pictures all day and all night, and then when you go there...
It's different.
It's totally different.
I don't know. Now, after seeing some of those in Seattle, it makes me wonder. I mean, because it was, like, much cheaper in Seattle.
It is.
They're newer construction, but I know they've been on the market for a little while longer, so mm-hmm. would...
They're more willing to...
Right. They'd be more willing to take off even more from low price there, but are they the most expensive house on the block? These newer houses.
Yeah, we cannot buy the most expensive houses.
But I have noticed that in the northeast quadrant, up in around where Jake lives,
mm-hmm.
the like a lot of new construction. So
that's
there's
really
a lot
cool
of
area.
A lot of revitalization going on specifically in that area. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any houses that have views, unless it's like way up on a hill, and I think that's not.
That.
Yeah, that may be way out of our price range, but. You know, if you're into saving money and still being in the city, I think that would be...
We'll have to sacrifice space.
I don't think we'd have to sacrifice space there.
Yeah, we would.
We would have to sacrifice space, specifically the Hobbit door place. I mean, we would have to get used to the quirks of that house, specifically for the view.
Mm.
We wouldn't be able to go changing much about it, or I wouldn't envision changing much about it, because I don't think you could.
No, they've already upgraded everything.
Yeah, but it's a question of how well did it get upgraded. Because sometimes people do upgrades and they suck.
Yeah. I really like that modern one.
Yeah, but as you said, you'd have to go fully contemporary.
And it was really nice. But when I looked at the house without our furniture and then tried to picture our furniture in it, there's just no way. So, and not that we have a lot of furniture, but... We have a little bit here and there, and it just would not go. Everything would have to be done modern. And then later, I thought, you know, if we sell that, whoever buys it's going to think, oh, wow, I'm either going to have to change my whole decor or...
Well, it seems to have been off and on the market. I think they're still asking too much for it.
I really liked it, but the only thing is no earthquake insurance would be allowed because it's
on a grade.
Yeah, it's above 30 degrees. So... That was the one that was, for me, was like, okay, we can't get that.
Yeah.
We just can't, because you can't invest that much money and then not be able to insure it.
don't know.
I can't risk that.
Wait,
I don't
feel comfortable. Are we going to be making a bid on this house that you're looking at tonight then?
I don't know. Let's go take Uncle Chai and get the logical engineer perspective and see what he thinks.
Do you want to take a look at some of those Seattle ones?
Yeah, I think that would be good too. I think I'm not going to fall in love with any of them. I'm going to look at it from the standpoint of investment as well as place to live. So,
which is a better investment, out there or in the city?
For a return on money?
Yeah.
There. Quicker return on money.
Well, then isn't that a better prospect then? I mean, beyond...
But not only investment-wise, you have to look at where we want to live and how we want to live and who you want to live by.
I don't care. I never leave the house. I hardly know any of my neighbors here. And neither do you. We don't go out. We're not neighborly people.
That's sad, huh?
That's not sad. It's
no,
just the
you're
way
right.
We,
it's you're
just
right.
The way we are.
That is sad. We know Katie and we never go swimming over there across the street. And then we know the two lawyers next door that are retired. And
I don't know them.
Well, I've talked to the wife here and there, like, hello. How are
but
you?
See, take that into take that into consideration, though. I mean,
but that's because this area, Leschi, is kind of stuck up. I don't know how we ended here, but these people are kind of, you know, to themselves. But these are, have you noticed, the majority of people around here are older than us.
Yeah,
they're
way
a
older.
A lot older.
We're
like
way
20
young.
Years. Yeah, they're like at least 20, maybe 30 years older than
well,
us.
Well, there's a guy down the, just a couple block houses down that's pretty young. Young family with a kid.
But you know what? We never threw a party or anything. Like, when you first move in, because
right.
We don't have space. When you first move in, you should throw a party, go around, put flyers
on everybody's
door.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that.
I would in my other house, but not...
But we don't have any furniture. You kept complaining. We can't have anybody over because we don't have furniture.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm not going to invite 30 people over
so,
and don't have anywhere for them to sit.
That's my point.
So, I got to have a couch at least and chairs for them to sit at the table. So, we'll get that, and then we'll have a party, and then we'll invite people.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if any other houses in our range are going to pop up in that one area. It's just
what
south of Bellevue.
Area? Which one? Entai? I don't know how to...
Entai?
That's an interesting area. I like it. It's close.
Entai. Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple of new constructions
Yeah,
there.
But they're all... The one that we looked at was way small.
Was it?
Yeah. And it was barely our price range.
It wasn't way small.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't live there.
Oh my god.
Space wasn't usable. In terms of what we use. In terms of what we do, it wasn't usable. Well, it's true.
Okay.
There's nothing okay about it. That's now you know what I'm talking about. You finally see it.
No, I don't agree. With that, with the statement you just made in the last house we looked at, I don't agree.
The last house we looked at? In
Yes.
Or,
where the lady was still home
right.
And they went outside and played with the kids or
right.
Whatever? That was good space. You just didn't like it because the office, you thought the den would not be big enough for your office. I've seen like several houses that were awesome, and you just go into the area that would supposedly be your office, and you're just like, no, not big enough. And I'm like, oh my god, he's spoiled rotten. You are spoiled rotten.
No, it was a third bedroom, and I think that's what threw me off.
Right, because you
I like
want
the fact
den.
That it's yeah. I like the fact that it's away from everything.
You want a den all
no, but
by
I,
yourself,
right? But I like the fact that it's away from everything.
And see, here's
it's
a whole
not
other
in
issue.
The main traffic.
This is another issue now that we're on it right now because we are sharing an office. We spend time together.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm
now
thinking,
That's a good and a bad thing, Ponzi.
Well, yeah, it's good and bad. But then think about this. When we get this house, we are going to be away from each other, period. For big amounts of time.
Okay, so do we need to find something that the office is like right next door?
No, you just need to separate your time on the computer and working in the time that you view video and television in a different space. That's why when you say, oh, I have to have a TV and the TV and in your office. No, you don't. You're supposed to be working in the office, and you have two monitors. You can watch television on one of those monitors when you have to have television. But when it's time to watch TV or whatever or relax, why do you have to be in front of the TV screen and have that? Why can't you come to the main room, the main living area, and watch television?
Because I want both.
Why? That doesn't make sense.
Okay, if I want to see
too
something...
Much.
No, but if I'm sitting there and I want to see something in one way, I don't have to go upstairs or I don't have to go in another room. It's right there. It's convenient. It's a matter of convenience.
And I'm saying you will live in your little hole forever.
No.
Morning, noon, night. If you have television and you have a computer, you will stay there. And the only time you will come upstairs, if I say, dinner's ready, lunch, food. That's the only time you'll come upstairs.
No, I'll probably stay downstairs and just have, I'll order in.
Oh. Okay.
I'll have it delivered. Mm-hmm. See, now that's another, well, I guess Stan said that they do deliver out there.
Yeah, out see, there. When you have to think of whether or not they deliver, it's freaking far.
It's people. Not that far. He said that a lot of the sports people live out there.
Mm. Great, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not into sports
We're
or anything.
We're not sports people.
No,
so.
But he's saying it's a popular area, apparently, mm-hmm. or semi-popular.
I really like it. I mean, as much as I don't like being out, it's pretty, and it's well-kept, and everybody seemed nice.
There are a few places in Montreux, but that was the only one that we really liked.
I liked Lakemont as well.
Yeah, Lakemont got a little hilly
a little
for me.
Over our...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I would say it just got a little hilly for me. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
It
but,
was a lot over our
well,
price range,
this is
actually.
The one that we're looking at is a lot over our price range.
Mm-hmm. It would totally be investment. So.
Totally be investment or...
Well, we're going to live there. But,
right.
I mean, it would be for that purpose. It would be, you know.
Well, I got to figure out how to... We got to get like a sandbox and fill it with kitty litter for the dogs. We got to train them. No, I'm serious, dude. We have to train them. Otherwise, it's just going to be a pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get wet still.
Stinky, wet dogs are just not... Mm-mm.
I just have... Just soon have... If we get this place, just repurpose part of the third part of the garage for like a sandbox of sorts. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine they have something. We may have to buy a turtle-shaped sandbox for the dogs.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Those are cute.
Well, they may get one. And we'll buy kitty litter by the ton.
I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah, no, you just get big bags.
No, I don't know if the dogs will go on kitty litter.
We'll train them to go on kitty litter.
I think there's Wicket giving you a look like, what the?
I think there's a scent that is, like, exuded from the... Haven't you seen the fresh step where the cat goes in and the crystals come popping up, like mm-hmm. flowery stuff? I think they do that, and I think there's something in there that makes dogs want to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Or cats want to pee. Well, the dogs want to eat the cat poo.
What?
You've never had a dog and a cat at the same time?
No.
It's true. Dogs.
Ew!
Dogs say, ooh, it's a treat.
No.
Yum! Ooh, I got a surprise.
Oh my
It's like
God.
A box of Cracker Jack.
That's gross.
Oh, look, it's a rub-on tattoo. Mmm, scratch and stink.
A rub-on tattoo? Where the heck did that come from? Just out of the blue.
It's a Cracker Jack. Comes or you know, have you ever like lick the lick 'em tattoos yeah. mm-hmm. and you stick 'em?
Oh, that reminds me. What did you think of Willy Wonka's or the latest version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I think it was better than the original in terms of story, in terms of feel. Although I do think Gene Wilder did a much better job with the role of Willy Wonka than Johnny Depp.
I agree. I liked the first one much better.
I think Burton relies too heavily on depth. On depth.
Would that be the opposite?
Although
I
am
depth?
Looking,
no,
I am looking forward to Corpse Bride. That looks very cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. I don't know. I like the worlds that Tim Burton creates.
I was really disappointed
Not
that
all
the Oompa Loompa was only one person. The Oompa
it
Loompa
saves
was
money.
One person, and they replicated him. And that just sucks because the whole point of the Oompa Loompas was that this whole people, this whole township of people come to the chocolate factory to live and work and play. And there was only one Oompa Loompa.
No, there were many Oompa Loompas.
No, it was one guy that they replicated.
I think that's what they wanted in the original. It's just they couldn't do it.
But that was part of the charm, is that each Oompa Loompa was his own person.
How
had
do you
his
know?
Own face.
No. The Oompa Loompas...
He had the makeup on, which made... And the same clothes, so that made them all look similar.
Right. And that's
not
what they were,
exactly the
no,
same.
But they were going for that, Ponzi. They just couldn't.
Okay.
I don't see
to
that
me,
as
it was
a,
like cheap out,
how's
whatever.
How's that a detractor from the film?
That
How?
Was one.
Because how is that a detractor?
The Oompa Loompas are huge. It's part of it. Plus, they forgot Vernicious Knibbs.
No, Vernicious Knibbs? Yeah, they. I think
no,
they.
No, wait. Now we forgot. I forgot. It's a vernicious commit.
No,
a vernicious. I forgot. I love that part.
Vermicious canids. So, did mention them. No, when he went through the forest, mm-hmm. they mentioned it. When they were doing the voiceover. That's another thing I liked about this one, is they actually filled in backstory. And instead of ending it right when they explode through the roof of the factory, mm-hmm. they actually provide some kind of closure. You don't have any closure at the end of the last movie.
That was better.
There's no backstory. No, I disagree.
One gives you options to think and imagine and
the
fantasy.
Second one was so much...
The second one was just...
No.
Closed. It wasn't.
First one was way more campy. Way more campy.
Yeah, that's what made it cute. And
it was good. I liked it, but...
And Gene Wilder was just hilarious, and the hair and all that.
Yeah. No, I liked Gene a lot.
Johnny Depp was totally different. It was just quiet and...
Johnny was more eccentric.
Yes, but with the straight hair and the solemn face and the... I don't know. I just think of him totally different. Gene Wilder was like the quirky...
Madman.
Yeah, which was cute and fun and smart all at one time. Whereas Johnny Depp was just kind of solemn.
Yeah.
And eccentric.
Very, very, very... Johnny had little personality. He had personality, but it just wasn't as... I don't know. It didn't draw me in as much as the original drew me in, I think, in terms of a Willy Wonka character.
I agree, totally. And then Veruca Salt.
Yes?
And her dad.
Right.
That was just, in the first one, you just totally knew exactly what they were trying to show. You can see what you're supposed to learn, the lesson. In the second one, not so much. The second one was kind of dry, the same thing, more quiet.
Well, you mean the dad. You're not talking about Veruca herself. You're talking about the dad.
No, both of them. Both the dad and the daughter. It was a completely different dynamic, I thought. Like, in the first one, they just fed off of each other. You could see where the little girl got it from the dad. And then the dad would do the hollering at the little girl and back and forth, right? Demanding whatever. The second one, you couldn't really see that. It was really quiet.
He was a different kind of character. Yeah, he was a different kind of character.
So I think, maybe they meant to do it that way because those are the same things. Everything was understated.
Now, could you live in a chocolate factory if that came up on the market?
Is this where you're trying to be cute?
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.